Good evening, everybody. Right on 6:30. We're going to call this meeting to order, and please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I see a lot of new faces in the room, so I will just introduce real quick. This is Katie Gossman, our treasurer, Michael Seeds, our clerk, and I'm Jeff Henge, our trustee. I will declare quorum with all three board members present and move on to the minutes from last month's meeting. Again, these are compiled by Michael. He sends these to both Katie and I. Just for accuracy, looking them over, and we bring them in to be approved. So, we have already looked at these. I will, did you have any discussion at all?
No.
Okay. Put a motion on the table to accept the minutes from last month's July 18th meeting, as noted. So moved.
Second.
So, motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Another introduction, Robert McGowan. Where'd he go? Right there. Robert is our overseer. So we'll start off with his report.
Last month we really concentrated on 140th and Prairie Creek, getting him ready for the chip seal. Replaced numerous culverts on 140th and on Prairie Creek. Added crosswalk culvert on Prairie Creek at one point. Built the road up. Loaded and hauled away. I don't know how many loads of dirt. We also had to, during that, we had another heavy rain. We had to go back around and repair some of the washouts and stuff. So it was quite a challenge in the middle of trying to build a road at the same time. So we hauled 357.26 tons of rock, had 710 hours and 31 minutes of labor. Didn't use any unleaded that month. Had used 0.1 gallons of red diesel and 334.6 gallons of green diesel. Most of the equipment is serviceable. Somehow it got put down as the Freightliner M2 was unserviceable, but it is serviceable. We've been using it. This says we graded 31 miles plus one neighborhood, but we graded more than that. Just my operator didn't write a lot of it down. So, and right now we're concentrating on 170th and 171st, and we're just about to get it completed. I still got a couple culverts to replace tomorrow. Just final touches before it's ready for chip seal, and then we'll be moving to Hillwood. So it's going to get started pretty quick.
Sounds good. And to give these guys a pat on the back, Robert just put replace culverts. They probably did 12 to 14 culverts on 140th and 8 to 10 on Prairie Creek, and have already done roughly 6 or so on 171st with a couple more to go. These guys have been putting in a lot of extra hours the last month or two, as you can see with the totals here on labor. Really getting ready for the chip seal project that's coming up. Okay, we're going to go to Michael with the clerk's report.
Nothing to report.
Easy.
Yep.
All right. Katie's treasurer.
Okay.
Taken by surprise because that was so fast.
We did our budget meeting, and we're going to present that after we get done with our regular meeting stuff. I also handed in our 2018 material to our auditor. Don't have a time frame on when he's going to get to it, but he's got it now. So it's kind of sitting in his hands. Moving on to the financials. For the month of July, our beginning bank balance was $420,359.47. Cleared transactions gave us a ending bank balance of $392,974.65. With some outstanding uncleared transactions, that would leave us with an ending balance of $388,601.98. If you read through the packet, you'll see the money coming in and out and more details. Moving on to the vouchers. So what I do with the vouchers, basically the vouchers are any bills that we get for stuff that we have used the services. And then we come and we pay them once a month. And I give a rough draft of this to Jeff and Michael to double check my work to make sure I don't miss anything. Well, I had one last minute thing get added on today. When I went to pick up the key to get us in here, the bank said, hey, you have to have an $8 deposit on file just in case something happens to the key.
Big money.
So I added a whopping $8 on so I could get the key so we could have our meeting tonight. And once we're done meeting in this building, then they refund us the $8. They keep it in a special account. So.
They pay us interest?
I didn't ask that.
For the next 100 years? again, for the new faces, this came out of one of our audit reports from a few years ago. So I go through all the receipts as well, double-checking all the bills that are being paid. As you're looking at these financials, when we have a meeting like tonight in August, we're reporting on the month of July. So all the numbers that you'll see and all these checks were what was incurred in July, and that's what we're reporting. Okay.
All right, so I move to approve the vouchers incurred in July 2019.
Seconded. Motion on the table, made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 And that should be it for me.
Okay. Easy. Okay. Trustees report is, update on the FEMA project, FEMA reimbursement. That is still in process. Nothing new. Just still finalizing the reports that we need to get to them. Like I said, the a large majority of the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, KDEM people, are still actually working on September-October storms of last year. So we're not anticipating that they're going to get to the April-May storms of this year anytime soon, which is unfortunate because then we don't anticipate FEMA funds this year. We do expect to be reimbursed for these storms that were in April and May, but the funds will probably not come until next year. So that's still in process, and as I get new information, I'll continue to bring it. that's looking like I'm not totally sure of numbers yet. I don't want to throw something out there. The chip seal project is on schedule, and let's see. As Robert was saying, we've got 1/40th is ready for APAC to come in. We've contracted them to do final road prep. That includes roughly 3 to 4 inches of material, grading, crowning the road, small subsurface material, and grading, rolling and watering, packing all that in. And then Prairie Creek as well, what we call Prairie Creek number two, which is from, number three, sorry, from 1/40th to 1/50th. And that's part of the detour route that we've agreed with Butler County. So APAC will be doing those two roads and then 170th, 171st as well for that 3/4 mile. The guys are probably 85% done on 171st. So that's all on schedule so far. I talked to Butler County. They have gotten caught up on their stuff, so they're not behind. We won't be waiting on them at all. So we just got to get to the point where our roads are ready to go. They will coordinate with APAC, and they will chip seal within 2 days of APAC doing that final prep so that the road doesn't get messed up by traffic in between those two companies being with us. Like Robert mentioned, they're going to move on to Hillwood after 171st, pending this vote and finalization with you guys. Let's see. Budget. Katie mentioned we got the budget meeting after this meeting. It's always held as a separate meeting, so we'll just have it right after. And we'll talk through that then. Let's see. I think that's about it right now.
So have we heard anything from APAC? I mean, do we have any dates from them? Or have we not engaged them fully yet?
No, we have engaged them. They have just been waiting on us. They've driven the roads two and three times, checking them out, checking our progress. So they're ready when we are.
Okay.
We can get it.
So once we finish up 171st,
yep.
Then we'll get it scheduled.
We can get them. All right, so we're going to move to board business. I wanted to put this in here just to put something official as an agreement between the township and the residents. And when I say official, I guess I wanted to say officially pending, because as I started looking at the calendar, this might be done before our next actual meeting. So I wanted to put the agreement as it's been discussed with a range in the dollar figures, just so you guys knew what to go forward with. I'm not going to read this out loud to everybody. Everybody knows how to read. The one question right in the middle of here, in talking with Butler County, they asked if the Hillwood residents would want fog seal. What that is at the very end, after the chip seal's done, they wait about a week for it to cure up, harden up a little bit, and they'll put another thin layer of sealant over the top of that. And it does help seal the road just a little bit more. It's called fog seal because that's the process, not necessarily it seals against fog, just that's the process of putting it on. It also would make the chip seal black instead of the gray, like what's out on 180th right now in front of Hillwood. I noticed I missed a zero. The chip seal itself for that half a mile of entrance road, when Butler County measured it out, they said it came out at 0.55. He said they'll just call it a half mile. They charged $16,000 per mile per coat of the chip seal. So since we're going to do a double coat, it's effectively a mile. So the $16,000 in this range is if you choose just to do the chip seal. The fog seal, again, it was a formula of $1.95 per gallon of fog seal put on at 2/10 a gallon per mile, per square yard at 14,080 square yards per mile, then it goes to a half mile of length. Anyway, it came out to be around $3,600. So the $3,600 plus the 16, I put 20 grand to make a round number there. Like I said, I wanted to just put the ranges in here with the understanding that we'll get a final number from Butler. He said he'd have that to me on Monday. Just the process here, I guess I'd call this an example of just stuff that we've talked about up to this point. The funds deposited into the local bank, if American State Bank will do it, that'd be great. Just when all three parties agree, the township, the citizens, and Butler, that the work is done, funds would be released to the township. Butler County cannot contract with individual citizens. That's why it has to go through the township. I believe that, don't check with your tax preparers on this, funds that you guys put up would be counted as a donation to the township. Now, as far as having received benefit for those, that's what you'd want to check on. But it does show up as a contract between the township and Butler, and you guys donating funds for that contract. I don't know if I need to read this for the recording. I'm just going to refer people to the website for the agenda for tonight's meeting if they want to read this whole thing. It's about 8 lines. And I will put this motion on the table. So moved. And you guys hadn't read it till now. I could read it.
Yes, sorry. Tonight's the first time.
I know, sorry. Actually, I'm sorry. I will pull that motion back and open for discussion. I should have done that.
Is that discussion just amongst you?
Sorry, yeah.
Well, and I guess how much discussion have you had with the Hillwood residents?
I was just going to say, we can open. I mean, we're going right into citizen discussion. We can open this up to you guys as well. That makes sense. I mean, we're not that formal.
You know.
So I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna pull that motion back. It's just open discussion right now. Then.
You know what the life expectancy is extended by the Fox Hill? You know how many additional years, or do you have any idea what that might?
He didn't say. Sure.
Out there.
Good.
It doesn't really extend the life that much. When I worked for Cedar County, we used the fog seal to turn it black because it made the center line stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, I mean, it puts it's kind of a real fine, like, I mean, just an oil coating that dries on top.
Well, the other.
Sorry.
Sorry, and that just reminded me. The other thing that the guy from Butler County did say, in turning it black, it also does help with snow and ice melt in the wintertime because it's black and absorbs heat better. He did say that was one of the benefits, but he did not mention longevity, added durability, anything like that.
No, we're not interested in Fox.
Okay.
I have a question about the access. When they get ready to do this, what kind of access are the residents going to have to and from their homes, since it is just a road going up to the subdivision?
That, unfortunately, and this is across the township, it's not unique for you guys. Butler County is going to need a period of 16 hours where it's just no driving on that road. And we are going to do our absolute best to give as much notification of that period of time as we can. And we try to set that recognizing rush hour work, et cetera. So it'd be, I mean, off the top of my head, I was thinking 4 in the afternoon to 8 in the morning. That's 16 hours, right? That way, it's mostly night hours, mostly sleeping, mostly before and after rush hour time.
That's when they do the work, or that's?
That's the prime coat of oil. Putting that down, that can't be driven on at all. Once they start doing the lanes, we can do one lane at a time.
But you're going to want to drive really, really slow on because otherwise,
until they get one side done.
But that creates a problem for a lot of people
being able
to get in and out of there. I mean, how much of an easement do you have on that east side of the road there with the pipeline being in there? The pipeline's got 20 foot on each side. How close does that pipeline easement get to the township's easement off the road?
Well, the pipeline's not as, I mean, the chip seal's just on the 24 feet of road.
Right.
So I'm not sure what you mean by that.
For people,
can we make a dirt road over there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, cut something to where you have access in and out. When they did 180th,
I'd have to find.
They detoured us way around, and then you had to cut across the corner of that cornfield just to get onto Hillwood. I mean, they would not let you even get close to 180th when they did that.
The only thing I can say, though, is if we're messing with our ditches to get it so you can drive in our ditches, then we would have to come back on our brand new chip seal and redo the ditches, and we don't want to do that. That's why we try to get everything prepared first.
Well, they're going to get the waterway cut through there, that culvert, get that big cottonwood tree down and open that thing up.
We talked about that, yeah. Steve's itching to do that tree, frankly. Steve's worked for Aspen for over 20 years, and he's dying to take a chainsaw to that thing. Unfortunately, it's such a nice tree. I hate to cut it down, but yeah, we did to get that out of that concrete box culvert.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on doing lanes, or I mean, I know that once they start one side, obviously it's oil and chip and oil and chip.
I've never had to deal with this priming coat.
Okay.
Before, because we never chip sealed.
Oh, because you were doing asphalt.
We put down coal, what was called coal mix first. Right. And so we always chip sealed those coal mix. But there was no way, we just went in and chip sealed.
Gotcha.
So I've never messed with this priming coat. And as far as getting access to go through there, getting past that box culvert would be impossible, pretty much.
Yeah, not past that.
There ain't no way you're going to drive either side of that.
No, because you're talking into Jim Yard for 30 yards.
And
not
see,
even with that creep though.
I wouldn't care if they drove through the pasture. Where are they going to go?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You can't get through on the east, on the west side down at that culvert south. I mean, which now has got chewed up by the mower last night.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just going to be a kind of take some vacation.
Short-term pain, long-term gain. Maybe.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to park in that south end where I've been mowing, where the old house was, they can park down there if they got some way to go down there.
You just have to walk.
You were going to ask?
I'm planning on staying online at some point.
And there was four people along there that did not get culverts.
Okay.
And we were wondering why. Plus also, they tore up the ditches so bad that it's a mess. And I would have to get out and get on the road to get back to my ditch in order to mow.
Okay.
Ditch. So.
Well, the positive there is you won't have to mow it for a little while because it's just mud. Or not mud, but dirt. Sorry. I know you say they're a mess, but they had to be dug out to actually create some ditches there. And what that'll do is keep the water off the road. It gives it somewhere to go. The driveways that didn't get culverts typically are at the top of hills. What we did is we took a level out with a laser and shot where the grade was and where the slopes go.
Can you get a little bit of rock on there?
That's part.
It's
all right. It only happens every month. on your driveway?
Yes.
Because
they put rock on places that people didn't even have. So we could run and they weren't even using that. Areas to go into the fields and stuff, partly, and now they've got real nice walk along there.
Hey guys,
I'm not sure where you're mentioning that, where that is on 140th.
The ones we didn't rock were the ones that we didn't replace culverts.
Right. Can we get rock on those?
We could probably put some rock, at least, because we just have the easement for like the first 10 feet of the, or 15 feet roughly, from the road into the driveway.
Well, driveway was so muddy last week when it rained that it's put ruts in the driveway.
Okay. What's your address then?
15374 Southwest 140th. I called you last week, but you never returned my call.
I know. I've had a horrible 2 weeks. I have no excuse. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, we can put some rock on those driveways. That's not a big
deal.
There's
four of us along there that didn't get coldness.
The only area the rock would go, though, would be our easement part. It won't go anywhere past that.
The ones we didn't replace were in good enough shape, and they were open, so we didn't replace them.
Yeah, and mostly.
I know you couldn't replace mine because I have a gas line going underneath my culvert.
That's something.
I mean, underneath my driveway.
We can still replace it.
Okay.
Gas
well, if...
Underneath okay. They're far enough, we wouldn't have to worry about
it. Oh. Well, I was wondering then why.
Mostly the ones we didn't replace, either they were big enough that we didn't need to change the shape of them, or they were at the top of hills where the water's just going to run away from them anyway.
Okay. What about our mailboxes? They've gone all the way over to our mailboxes, and they look almost like they could... cave in the next rainfall.
We'll just have to keep an eye on them, and if they do, we'll put them back up. We'll fix them.
Okay. All right. Back to the Hillwood.
Okay. That's right.
Sorry.
Sure. No. Go ahead.
On the spray they put down that we will be able to drive on, but carefully. You think there will be damage from the school bus or garbage trucks? You think there's a risk of losing a grid installation because of something like that?
Well, after the priming coat's done and they start laying it, they'll cover it with the chips. So it, as long as you stay on the chips, it should be okay. They should put enough on there to cover the oil. The buses and stuff shouldn't damage it.
Okay.
Do we have a bus that goes in anymore?
Yeah.
It goes prime coat, that'll sit for the 16 hours. Then the first coat of oil, then immediately their chip machine is coming almost right behind that.
Okay, and so they'll let them drive on it between the time they put the oil down and the first chip.
Or very little. I mean, they'd have
to be in that oil anyway.
Yeah, because
it don't come off very easy.
No. I still have it on my truck from the last one.
And then the same thing. They'll let that sit for just a couple hours or so, depending on what its temperature, humidity, you know, and then the second coat of oil, second coat of chip.
And you'll put out something, will it be on your website, or will we get something in our mailbox or what that allows us to plan for that? You know, what day will that
and the
happen?
Timing?
And what
that
hours,
was actually something that we were supposed to discuss tonight.
We just brought up, we got everybody's address, and so we were going to discuss mailers, postcards, website as well, a sign at the end of Hillsdale, or Hillwood, sorry. we learned from a couple of years ago that we needed to do a better job of communicating and telling everybody.
And we did open an account at M-Prize, so we have an account open. We haven't actually asked for any money yet from other than those that volunteered to open the account.
Okay, great.
So we'll start though right away.
Well, and I guess the big question to me is everyone on board on this in Hillwood?
There'll be enough to cover whatever we need.
We don't care. It's up to them, right? They can.
So it's going to be 16,000 then, right?
Well,
it'll be right at that,
yeah.
Right close to that. Sorry, one second.
You still expect the chip seal in August to be done in August?
Probably right at the end of August. We don't want to get into labor. We're really trying not to go too far into September just because you start risking weather changes. But yeah, we're shooting for at the latest end of August. So
is that on 140th?
As well.
That's all
the roads we've talked about.
All of them. Because when we have all the roads ready, Butler County's going to come in and do everything at one time.
Maybe.
How long is it going to take?
They might piecemeal. Sorry?
How long would that traffic be coming down 140th when you do that roundabout? How long is it going to take to do that roundabout?
Right. That's a different piece of this puzzle. So the chip seal that they're doing this summer is to get ready for that. They're not going to start that until early spring of next year, 2020. And
so then we have till next year to enjoy our...
Yes.
Country life.
Yes. And the idea, what they were interested in was what they've said, is that if they can do the detour, then they can do both lanes of Butler Road at the same time.
And how long would that take?
They're estimating 4 or 5 months. Instead of 9-10 of single lane traffic up and down with waiting and guys with stop, you know,
one
signs. And,
sure. Why did they decide a roundabout instead of signal light?
That I'm not sure.
County commissioners, ask them.
That's
the county commissioner decision. That's not our decision.
Yeah, there was.
No one had any choice.
They had
a meeting about it.
There was a meeting about it about a year and a half ago. And there was a lot of debate back and forth, and that was how they ended up.
Would there be a center line on the detour?
I don't know.
Not a center line.
I would assume that's a good question. I'm actually going to ask Butler County.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them if they can fog seal first and then put the center line.
Center line on their detour.
Yeah, so they did the first mile of 160th, and I noticed that whenever they went and did that center line, they just kept going on all the chip seal that we already had.
On 160th,
I noticed that.
They said they'll throw that in since they were down there. Okay, anybody else?
I don't live on anything at 146th.
Okay.
You guys done 3/8 of a mile up that last year.
Correct.
I live the second house east of that.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, sorry. I called you last fall. My wife called you. The neighbors called you. He was going to get ours finished last fall.
That's not true. I know that I never committed to getting it done last fall. What I said was, we got those millings off of Andover Road when that project came out, that we would look into if we can get a good source of millings to continue that project, if we had the funds while we're doing the chip seal projects as well, that we would try and continue the millings project in the neighborhood. But I know I didn't promise it because I knew that. Because so we, Robert,
promises that on the phone.
Well, I know Robert looked. Right. Robert looked at three different piles of millings around town last fall that didn't have enough oil in them to get them to stick. So if I promise that, I apologize. I don't remember that at all. I wouldn't intend to do that.
Done, can you put rumble strips or something? They come up that 3/8 of a mile, running 70 miles an hour. And they throw dirt so damn high, dust so high that I can't see the two-story house across the street.
I understand. Unfortunately, speed is with Butler Sheriffs. We literally have no control over that.
What do we do? Get speed limit signs or something.
We can try and help direct that. We can talk. The county commission and Butler County, the sheriff's office. Sorry. Butler County commissioners have to approve the speed limit signs. The sheriffs have to enforce the speed limit signs. We can help them by putting them out, but honestly, we have no jurisdiction over the speed.
Well, I realize you don't have any jurisdiction. That's right. That,
but. Well, but I mean, even putting them up. I mean, frankly, I'd put up 25 mile everywhere in the township just to save everybody some money. Well, if it were up to me.
You know, 150th has got, or 60th, I'm sorry, has got 30 mile an hour speed limit.
Yeah.
You have to have a resolution is what he's trying to say.
Well, and it has
the county commission has to set a resolution to set that speed limit on that road. So it's a process.
And how far north of 150th is this, I mean, this roundabout, is it going to tear up Butler Road?
They're going to repave it and widen it at the roundabout, yes. I don't know. I'll be honest. I wasn't at that meeting because the Butler Road is the county. It really isn't anything for us.
My understanding is that it's a half a mile either which way. It's a mile total, half a mile south, half a mile north of, what is that, 150th? Butler County Road and
150th. Yeah. But what do you mean half a mile? It's not a mile in diameter.
No. They're widening the road.
Okay.
Half a mile. And then another half a mile, so it will be bigger until it gets to the roundabout, and then another half a mile from there.
It'll be two lanes each way coming into the roundabout.
Correct.
For a half a mile.
That's what I hear. Yes.
Okay. I didn't see you back there, Ed. I would have directed that to you, knowing you were there.
Is there any chance of getting rock off of that on our road?
They don't know. I asked them that question 2 weeks ago. They're not sure what process they're going to use as far as the existing pavement that's there, whether they're going to leave it and go over the top of it or they're going to rip it up. But yeah, I did talk to them about that. If they do rip it up, I want to get first dibs, yes. If it's decent, that's the whole thing. If it's been asphalt for 20 years there, it's going to be dried up. And even if they mill it into, you know, fine pieces, it's not going to have any oil to stick. So it's well, then it might be all right.
Back to Hillwood.
You in a hurry? That's all right.
I still got a question.
Sure. You started.
Okay, once you guys do the chip seal on Hillwood,
yep.
Then the township is responsible for all the maintenance after that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
we have a flash flood like we did before, and it takes out part of that road, because that was terrible back. We got that 11 inches.
Agreed. It's still the township's road. It's still our responsibility. We maintain it.
And you'll maintain it with chip seal?
Yeah. Try. Mm-hmm. Best efforts.
That's not really a good answer. I mean, I know. If you're going to do chip seal, you don't want to come back later and put down that crap you put down the first time, well, it never held up.
I totally agree.
My thought is, though, if it washes out the chip seal, I mean, it's not easy to just come right back in and chip seal. It's not like we've got the equipment. We've got to contract that out.
Right.
And all that.
But
so.
We don't want sand and gravel back down.
Totally agree.
If it's that bad, my suggestion would be to go in there and just go get a load of good hot mix and skim coat it and take care of it that way. And you'd have a decent paper.
And get some oil down first where it's going to stick.
Right. Well, if you...
Sorry, that was the only reason I've hesitated, because we got a couple of spots on 160th that we're looking at possible repairs. And in talking to other townships and the counties that have done chip seal and have repaired it, we haven't had to repair any of ours yet, and they've repaired it. They said it's hard to do. You don't rip out a 5x5 chunk of it. You got to like cut across the road and do a 5-yard,
right,
10-yard stretch. So the only reason I hesitated on that, sorry, was I'm not familiar with the process of, do you bring in equipment, an oil and chip seal machine to do 10 yards? Or is it, okay, we're going to Band-Aid this 10 yards, and then when we end up with four of them maybe, then we do the whole thing again? That's the only reason I hesitated on that. I just didn't know that.
Well, to me, in that washout area where it washes out all the time,
yeah,
you're going to do something, obviously, to fix it so,
yep,
it won't.
We've talked with Jim, and so we're going to dig out the ditch on the west side to make quite a deep ditch there to get under the culvert. We've also talked about the dirt from that go into his pasture and build up some berms to redirect the water south so it goes away from that spot.
And then I'll go into a different spot.
Well, it comes out around his...
Hopefully go through the mock culvert.
Yeah, it goes around his tree line and then through the culvert and then off to the east. We've had about six or eight people looking at that exact spot going, okay, how do we fix this?
Sure. Are there any speed limit signs on 140th?
I can try and talk to...
What? Not unless Butler County does...
Well, but they might, since it's going to be...
since we're going to have all that traffic.
I'll ask.
It wouldn't matter.
I know. Unless they put cops out there, it won't matter.
170 or 180, we put the speed limit signs out there, but some of those speed limit signs are gone.
Yes, we had ours stolen off of the turn.
Yeah, that was...
Stolen, so it's almost...
There were never any on.
And that's part of, when you start putting up more signs, people start stealing them. That's part of the business.
And even if you put them up, nobody follows the signs anyway.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you think of it this way, there is a written law that it's 55 mile an hour.
Right.
If it's not posted.
People still don't follow that.
A speeder is a speeder. No, that's true. We're all guilty.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Fire away.
So, a question on the...
Sure.
On the Hillwood addition, you mentioned earlier that once it is approved by Hillwood, Butler County, and Pleasant Township, then the funds will be released.
Right.
What do we deem as approved?
Completed, I thought, was my understanding.
Where did I put on here?
You didn't put it on there. That's yeah. But you mentioned it. So.
I'm open to suggestions. Initially, I think two meetings ago, I said Butler County could be the third party.
The ones that say the third that
party,
it's
yeah, but,
arbitrator.
But then it's kind of like they're the ones that want to get paid, so they would say, yeah, pay us. So
what about,
it sounded like maybe an agreement between
the
three parties.
So you have to get paid first before the road's done? You don't get paid after the road's done?
No,
so but Butler will get paid after the road's done.
Yeah,
yes.
Hillwood would put the money into the account before we do the road. That way we know that the funds are available.
Okay.
Then the work would get done, and then once the work has been approved, then the funds transfer to us and then to Butler County.
And we pay Butler.
So here's a question. What about APAC? Would they be willing to come out and do an inspection for us?
Probably.
I mean,
paying them enough money this year. could find out. They could be.
Because they do chip seal as well, so.
Non involved. Yeah.
we're amenable to that, I think.
So all we need is like a date and we could get out a flyer or contact people.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we'll make sure that flyer has all that information too for everybody that tries to get out and go to work.
And you guys have a connection between the account that's being set, that is set up with them, so that when they need the funds, they know.
Talk to Bernie.
There's three of us on the account, me and Rick Nelson and Dave Adams.
Okay.
So, I tried to set it up where two signatures were needed to take funds out, but we've had to go into a business account in order for the bank to put a restriction like that. So any of us three can release the funds.
Okay.
Well, maybe we can just do it a quick little meeting. Whoever's approving, as well as Hillwood,
have a special meeting out on Hillwood.
The signing of the check meeting out on Hillwood.
Signing off on the work.
Yeah. Could just do
we just need to have something that shows like that. A bank statement that shows that the money's there. Of course.
Right. Okay. Or a letter if the statement has.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Something from the bank showing that the money's in the account.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we can make that available. Even if we have to just pull it up on a laptop in front of you as our data account. We probably get a statement for the account number with the account number right. On or whatever. That's for you guys that the money's there.
Which cracks me up in this day and age, especially say laptop. It's like, see, here, money's in the account. Now it's in Switzerland. It's like, okay. This gave me an idea. Do you want to double check?
I do not have Hillwood on this.
Didn't have Hillwood on here.
No. Because I didn't know what you were doing.
All right.
It won't take me very long. I used the GIS site.
I was wondering.
All.
Okay. All right. So what do we want to do with this? Let's see.
So I guess, do we need to just come up with a contract for all parties to sign? I'm thinking.
Well, that's why I was trying to do it in here rather than...
Again, as long as it's contingent that we see the money, I'm totally fine voting on it.
Okay. And having somebody, if APAC can't do it, who do we have?
You're going to have Debbie do it.
Mike's wife.
let's see. Would there be someone from, I don't know, do you have any Sedgwick County friends that might do it?
No, that's kind of, I think it's going to be a business.
I think it's going to be okay if you have a representative from you all, representative from us.
Well, Barney. They're asking about who will do approval of the job itself. That's not a...
I'm not worried. It's just, the dotting the I's, crossing the T things.
You got a real engineer say, yep, that's good work.
Well, and worst case, I'm sure if we paid APAC $50 to just look at it, they would come out and just look at it, right?
I would imagine.
County engineer.
Who's the county engineer that came to the...
Well, and Daryl see, they're the ones doing the work, though. The county is doing, doing the work, so...
Part of it, so...
That's why we're looking for someone else.
That's good work, yeah.
What about, we could talk to somebody from City of Rose Hill from the Public Works Department.
That does
roads here.
So City of Rose Hill.
I know there's no city administrator, but what about Rick?
They have all the CDC from Wichita and probably running about $9,000. No, go ahead and laugh. But
No, I'm just...
Well, when they did a half mile from Rose Hill Road, down there on that 170th, the concrete area down there, maybe 10 inches of concrete, they got $18,000 PDC did with the oversee it.
Well, I was also thinking about whenever we had been talking about maybe working with them on a source of water and all the costs and engineering plans all that. Oh, I was thinking of that too.
They only got two employees right now on the public works and one part-time.
Yeah. I mean, can we just say contingent on them having the money, and also contingent that we find somebody
a neutral party
that all the three parties involved would get an email saying this is the person or people. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I will motion again as written with the additions of that Michael just said. Funds verified before the project starts and a neutral party to verify the work being completed. So moved.
Seconded.
All right, motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 So what's the what's the total that we're trying to raise?
Looks
fog
like
seal or no fog seal?
No fog seal.
16.
16, okay.
And you don't have a rough time frame, because now instead of when it's completed, it's before it starts. So for the money to be able to.
I talked to him today. He's ready to go. When you get the money, they could go.
Okay.
Because that road doesn't need the APAC to prep it. Butler County will do
We need to do our stuff.
Yeah.
Huh?
We need to chop down a tree.
God, thank you. See, this is why we have three of us. Yes, we got to do. We have to do a little bit. We'll shoot for August 31st, right in that range. Right around there.
I mean, 16K by August 31st.
Yeah.
Okay.
August 31st is Labor Day weekend.
I know. Okay. I just meant.
Okay.
Ish.
August 28th.
You can't hold me to that date. It might rain
August
on that 28th,
thank you.
It's what?
Tuesday? I don't know. Sorry.
All right.
Just real quick.
Sure.
It's going to be extremely difficult to sell for some people. Just the 16 hours. Do we talk about a way to get into the neighborhood without using the cornfield or...
But where does the cornfield come out, though? Because how do you get past the half mile?
You know, right? If we can arrange it, our neighbor in the northeast corner and his adjacent neighbor to the north, you know, their property...
They have a platted road that goes down.
Yeah, there's a road that comes well into the area, you know, it's Friend Road or Friendship Road or something like that. So if we can get our neighbor to let us walk through his yard and park on that road, well, we'd have to get the other neighbor to let us walk through the yard, but that is the closest
possible park on that road.
Parking or egress or ingress or whatever. Otherwise, we'd have to cut down some of Rick's corn to go through there.
What if we drive through the cornfield and the house in the corner?
I'd rather walk.
I mean, the other thing is just maybe plan on a lot of house cleaning or something. I say projects around the home.
16 hours.
4 p.m.
You'll sleep for
more
8
than 16 hours,
and then you've only got 8 left.
There's a lot of people that work though, and then there's the school bus.
Yeah.
I understand. Well,
that's why it's a good idea for him to do it 4 p.m. after the school bus is there, and then he doesn't come until the next morning.
Right.
So.
If we can get Butler to agree on that.
7 o'clock. Yeah, I think it's Monday and Thursday for the trash trucks.
Okay.
Monday and Thursday trash.
Oh, two different ones, Eagle and...
Friday morning? Okay, it's Monday and Friday morning. Sorry.
Trash trucks on 140 is Thursday and Friday.
Thursday, Friday. All right.
Do we need to do that? Do we need to alert them? I don't know how we did that.
We didn't last time. Okay. No, we'll think about it.
We got signs.
We definitely talked to the police and fire, Butler dispatch.
So I guess the next thing we want to discuss is how do we notify. So here's something I would say. It'd be nice if we could get as many email addresses as possible, because that's a very quick way to notify.
Agreed.
You can send out mass
emails.
That
should be like a double check, though. We would probably need mail.
Agreed.
We have one neighbor who's ill, and I cannot get a hold of her for anything. And I don't want her to be surprised.
Right.
I think the big thing that the biggest question mark through all of us is the point of we can't get from APAC or from Butler County. We are going to start on this date at this time. You know, we're trying to do a much better job than the last time where they told us the day before.
They kept moving it.
Yeah.
It was a mess last time.
It changed four times over the course of 3 weeks. And then it was literally a 7 p.m. phone call of we're coming at 8 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. Now, for some reason, APAC, when they did it, they said it was 6 hours on the prime oil. It wasn't 16. Butler is insisting on 16. And I even pushed back, said they, APAC didn't do it, we didn't do it that way. Why does, and they're pushing on it.
Well, we also had trouble though on that one road and had to scrape off and start over. So
I agree with you, but I don't think that one sat for long enough. I think they messed that up, frankly.
I'm just saying though, you said didn't sit for long enough, so maybe that's why Butler County is wanting that 16 hours. That way they don't have to worry about that, it didn't sit long enough.
Possibly. You're right.
We're definitely going to have to do a mailer or a handout or something.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get email addresses, say.
Who would like those email addresses?
I think Michael. He's doing really good on handling all this.
I carbon copied you on one.
Huh?
I carbon copied you on an email.
Yes.
Probably 18 of the 20.
Okay. I have that email. Okay.
Great.
Well, why don't you give us your email so we can send them to you?
I will write it down because it's not an easy one to remember.
And it's findable on Google too, pretty easily.
Really?
That distressing? It's a little distressing, right?
But there won't be another meeting, so we need it tonight.
Oh yeah, I'll write it down. That's.
Can you put our website on there too, please, Michael?
Huh?
Should have printed out some business cards for you. Then you can just hand them out.
Yeah,
we didn't spend the money. Anybody else? All right, I appreciate it. Call's adjourned. In our board meeting, 7:21.
Thank you.
All right, we've still got one more meeting, our budget meeting. For anyone who wants to stick around.